Talk is brought to you by Bose. Stay home and entertained with Bose.
Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, otherwise that podcast at fmr.co.za. Today, HydroTac lenses. Okay, this is a bit of a first for me as a tech journalist, reviewing bifocal lenses, and this might have more to say about my demographic than my skill set. So what do we have here? Little plastic lenses that have a nanotechnology that has them stick to regular lenses or sunglasses with a microscopic gecko foot-like texture. The lenses are perfectly clear, have no obvious distortion. Application is super easy, and here's the kicker, they're transferable, so it's easy to remove and reapply them elsewhere. You can even trim the half moon shapes to fit weird requirements. They're available in the normal range of diopters from about 1.25 to 3. So the stuff becomes really useful to people like fly fishermen, anyone threading small needles, watchmakers and the like. I think these will last a few years with normal care. Scratching isn't likely as they sit inside your usual glass and you should only see abrasion from careless cleaning. I didn't get any scratches in my testing at all. They won't yellow in a normal time frame either. I don't know, over several years, but I think you would have replaced them by then anyway. Quite frankly, these are a credible option to making your next lens a bifocal, if not under medical advice. I don't need bifocals for medical or sight reasons, but enjoy the option for detailed work. And this is where their use case is for most of us. They also have a bigger version called Dive Optics, which are stick-on lenses for divers. They're about 50% more expensive and a lot bigger, but I guess that's the use where they don't need to be small to fit in diving goggles, and I guess that's a little bit further away. Application, super easy. I apply them to my normal photochromatic everyday glasses, and they work brilliantly. I cleaned the glasses, I add a few drops of water as by the instructions, moved them around until I got them centered and I was happy, and then I let them dry out on my face. No bubbles, no hassles, just worked. There's also advice from the distributor to float them on in a bath of water. And either way, I didn't get any bubbles, no issue. They adapted easily to the lens, just nice and easy. They were also suggesting if you're using them on something like cycling glasses where they're rimless at the bottom, that you do that in the water bath and then you use a soft cloth to press on the lenses and work any bubbles to the edge. I don't think it's that necessary. They also gave a hint to move the lens in a frameless situation, a half millimeter inboard, so they don't catch on anything. Pretty sensible. Here's what I really love. They have a recommended retail price of 345 Rand a pair. And if you order multiple pairs, you get free delivery or you can get free collection in the northern suburbs. And that's HydroTac lenses. And you can order them from www.hydrotac.co.za. And a HydroTac is spelled HydroTac. And just fun and clever and maybe a way to save some money if you don't have medical requirements. Questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, until next time. And if you want to listen again, you find the podcast at fmr.co.za.
Tech Talk was brought to you by Bose. Stay home and entertained with Bose. Lately, you find yourself spending more time streaming TV shows or movies. So, let's turn your everyday living room into a home cinema. Bose TV speakers and soundbars provides premium sound and clarity for all your entertainment. And if you're an FMR listener, you'll get 5% off your purchase. Visit the Bose store at 49A Somerset Road, Greenpoint, or shop online at soundimports.co.za. Stay home and entertained with Bose.